So I think, as I said at the end of the last episode, I got a COVID test. And I haven't known that many people have had them.
And you've got the South African strain. So thanks for bringing it in here. Great. What happened to Dave O'Neill? I got COVID off Glen Robbins.
I've got the Brighton strain.
The Brighton strain.
Yeah.
Yeah, from that Thai restaurant in... There was that Thai restaurant, wasn't
it? Yeah,
there?
We drove past the other day. Yeah. With the Brighton strain, you have to wear the pair of boat shoes and
you jump around your shoulders.
Yeah. That's the one way to
And so I've walked all of Brighton. I've done all of Brighton.
I heard on the news this morning of being near the beach, which is much better for that. It doesn't survive as well in the nostril with salt when it's around salt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know the details on that. But I don't.
We're not doctors. Yeah. Hot weather though is better for the virus. It knocks the virus on the head too. Hot weather.
Yeah.
Hot
weather. Anyway, I was at home. I thought I think it's just a cold or it's hay fever. I can never tell. Cold, hay fever, cold. Yeah. What is it? So I went. Okay, I'm getting a test. Right. Something goes. Oh, okay. So I get in the car. I drive out the street. I drive up to the golf course. I pull round the thing. I'm thinking it's going to take me 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading 30,000 tests a day, blah, blah, blah.
45-minute wait.
Yeah. Drive in. G'day, mate. Very friendly people. Yep. Just stop around there. Do I have to get out? No, stay in your car.
Oh, wow.
Drive up. Yep. So I'm going, there's nobody here. Is this like Truman Show? Is it real?
Yeah.
Drive up. Yep. How are you? Yep. Pull it around. Yes. And then just watch your way around there. Pulled into the thing. And the people are very friendly. Lots of people around there waiting. Oh, g'day, mate. Oh, gee. Look how it is.
It's COVID Glenn.
Yeah, it's COVID.
COVID Robin. Russell COVID.
Hey, everybody. Russell Coyne's got me COVID. Hey, my kids would be wrapped. Anyway, then I filled all the stuff out. And then she came over with the thing and it went. Have you had one? Have you had a test?
No, I've been with my son twice to have one. My youngest son is, they get colds a lot, little kids.
Yeah.
And he's had two tests. He had one on the weekend, but I've seen it done. Yeah,
yeah. Up the nose wasn't too bad because I've had blood noses before. I've had to go to hospital, so I've had things poked up my nose a lot. Oh. So I'm pretty used to that. Not pleasant, but down the throat,
makes you gag.
Yeah, yeah. And it was funny because I didn't know because I'm thinking it's just going to rub the back of my throat.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect that I was going to gag.
Oh.
But I did gag. Yeah.
And. Yeah, so they didn't bring anything up or anything, or
just the weather with the girls. Nice day. Sorry, bad.
Pun. Yeah, my son had one who's 12, and the guy just sticks the thing right up there, and he's like, "Oh,
yeah." The nose is a bit. Oh, it's just like a really deep sneeze, but the other one's not. But it's right on that tipping point. They must know. And I gagged, and the girl said, "You're right." I said, "Yeah, it's fine."
Yeah.
I said I didn't want her to go back, but she got it. Anyway, so all done. Thanks very much. You'll hear in 1 to 2 days. And then I drove out.
Did a bit of shopping, went to Bunnings.
Well, no, I thought it would. I'd get some drive-thru. I thought COVID and drive-thru, get some wine, because it would be like the double. But then I went, oh, I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed to? No, that's right.
Yeah, you got to go straight. So I went
that's
through.
Right.
But I thought it would have been good to do all the drive-in things.
Yes.
I could have gone through a drive-in car wash.
Yeah.
Food. Banking you can do drive-through.
And it's really quick. How long did the results come?
Probably 25 hours.
Yeah, ours was less. It was like we went at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then by 9 o'clock the next day, they'd arrived.
Yeah, and it came through and I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
Just to, shut around. It's a bit like getting your bronze medallion or something when you're a kid.
Negative.
Yeah. It says you have not, what does it say? You do not have kind of corona. It doesn't say negative or positive, meaning that because you
there's
wouldn't...
no signs of it or something. It says
there's no sign of coronavirus.
In the States, apparently, and England on Tinder profiles, now having the vaccine is a big plus. So if you put your Tinder profile, Glenn Rowland, blah blah,
that's a
vaccine. Yes, I've had the vaccine, and then a lot more action for the vaccine.
See,
people.
There you go. That's a really good incentive.
Yeah.
Because on 3AW, they asked on Neil Mitchell Show, who was the...
he's like the shock jock, but he's not really a shock
jock. Oh, yeah, that's right. He
does mornings and he talks. Today, we're going to... I heard him the other day. Today, we're talking about woke culture. Has it gone too far? Gary's on the phone. G'day, Gary. Hey, Neil. Look, I just read that they're not going to do Mother of the Year anymore. They're going to do like Carer of the Year. Oh my God, it's gone too far.
That's what AW is. Woke culture.
I agree. Even Kieran, my partner, who's very PC, said they should still do Mother of the Year. Mothers don't get enough recognition. Why are they taking away Mother of the Year? It's ridiculous.
Attachment for attachment's sake. I won't comment on 3AW because it's,
you work there.
You work there.
3AW.
Pataki ham, if you want one.
Pataki.
What was I talking about?
You're listening to Neil Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, and they did a call in who, didn't we talk, now, did we talk about, we did. We did a mock-up ad on this, we did an ad where we were saying that we're worried how they're going to do the promotion of the vaccine.
They won't do
a very good job, but 3AW did a call out.
Who's taking it, who's not taking it?
And who should be the poster boy?
Oh, and who they, and, you? You
know, yeah.
Glenn Robbins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did a thing, it's on my phone, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Can we stop?
What did you do?
I got to turn my phone back on. I did a mock ad of what Russell Coit would sound like if he did the ad for vaccination.
Were there any other suggestions? Surely Magda.
Not that I know of.
Just you.
Yeah, well, they rang me the next day and said, could you do something? So I ended up doing something on The Breakfast Show with Ross and Russell. But I've just got to wait for my phone to...
Wait, why don't we play the music? Here it comes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related Now. Please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Welcome to the podcast where we get two topics and we've got to work out how they're related. So while we're waiting, why don't we get those topics?
Alfred Hitchcock's film Psycho and Flushing Toilets.
So that's the movie Psycho.
Like,
not just Psycho, crazy going, people.
What's wrong? He's flushing the toilet.
He's driving me crazy.
Well,
Psycho, I mean, I don't even know if I've ever seen I know the famous shower scene.
Have you never seen the film?
I reckon I've seen this film, Psycho.
That's good. That was Hitchcock. Mm. He put the money up for it. How do I know this? He put the money up for it, and it was one of those films that if you turned up late, they wouldn't let you in. That was a really smart publicity thing. If you turned up late, you couldn't get in because otherwise you wouldn't know. Maybe there was some sort of important.
What's it about?
It's a hotel, and there's a guy running the. Anthony Perkins?
Yes.
And what's her name?
Janet
Lee?
Yes.
Janet Lee.
Turns up.
She's staying in the house, and it comes to pass that Anthony Perkins says that his mum's in another room.
Oh, yeah, and it's just like a dummy or something, isn't it? Yeah. Well, no, it's him. Spoiler alert.
Oh, no, hang on. I haven't got to that bit yet. And my mum does go a little crazy at times. So there's this threat of the mother.
Right.
I'm not doing this justice because...
twist is he's the mother. Yes. No, the mother's dead. There's some...
Mother's a dummy.
Mother's a dummy, that's right.
Mother's a dummy, I think. With Hitchcock, he kept the mother just close by to spook Janet Leigh for all her scary scenes.
What? What, the dummy?
Yeah, because apparently Janet Leigh freaked out with the dummy.
Oh, dummies can be scary.
Yeah.
And there's a famous shower scene from Psycho, and there was a band called Shower Scene from Psycho. And that famous scene is where, neat, 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 neat. That's a famous scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the curtain gets ripped off?
Yeah. Yeah, she's having a shower.
Yeah.
And then it goes back, and it's the old lady, and she holds the knife. Like,
that's right.
Like in a way that you would not expect her to hold it. Because a stabbing motion, you know, when I've stabbed people, is a thrust forward like that, not a hacking down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a chipping away at ice. And he hacks down at her, which is awful. It's just awful. But you don't ever see, the only blood you see is going down the drain.
It's very well done.
And it was apparently took a week to shoot it or something.
It's a great scene. I've seen that scene.
Of course, I'm an expert too because I have been at Universal Studios.
Oh, and they've got that scene.
You drive past it.
Oh. Yeah, you drive past the house, the motel.
The motel.
The Bates Motel.
And then he comes out and follows you.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not doing very well, that actor, is he?
But that, have I told that story? That was when I was...
I had a jet lag.
I was doing it while I was being followed by Anthony Bates. Was that his name?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, well, that's the character.
Yeah, being followed by him.
Timothy?
I don't know.
But you got the name of the actor right. You got the name of the two actors right.
Anthony...
Perkins? Yeah.
Anthony Perkins, that's right. And
Jennifer Lee.
Bates. Someone Bates. The Bates Motel. Bates Motel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that scene, I mean, they obviously chose the shower because you're so vulnerable in the shower. So that's the genius of Hitchcock, isn't it? You think about it. Getting stabbed in your bed, getting stabbed while you're making a sandwich. Not as scary, but in the shower, you're so vulnerable.
You are. Absolutely.
That's why he chose that.
And there's something about, I remember, like, I checked into a hotel. You know, even though it was a pretty groovy golf trip we stayed in like in a 70s hotel and had a shower curtain. I haven't had a shower curtain for a long time.
And they stick to you.
Stick to your ass. Get off me.
Get off.
They're not a pleasant thing. They're just something about.
And they get very grotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have one in our last house and you had to wash it in the washing machine.
So the idea of a shower curtain is hung into the bath or did it hang outside the bath?
Well, that's. You know what, they did a survey of that, I remember reading, and men put it out of the bath and women put it in the bath.
Well, it would make sense that you would put it in the bath.
Yeah, because it makes it, well, the water just goes on the floor if you put it outside
the bath. What's the point of it? Yeah.
I love Hitchcock. We've watched a few of the movies with the kids. We've watched, I can't remember the titles, but the one where he gets chased with the plane, it's great.
North by Northwest.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, that's a really good
film. And again, for teenagers, it's fine because often the violence is not seen with Hitchcock. He's the master.
Can you do Hitchcock?
How does he speak?
I've seen the movie.
British, isn't he? Is he American?
Oh, yes, that's right. He's British. Quite proper. North by Northwest has that famous blooper where they're in at the chalet.
Yeah.
And there's... You don't know, but someone is about to come in and start shooting.
Oh.
But there's a kid, if you look, there's a kid with his fingers in his ears at the start of the scene.
Fantastic.
Look it up. Hitchcock shooting scene, North by North. I think it's North
blooper,
by North.
Blooper, yeah.
Yeah, blooper. So
yeah, in that restaurant. I remember that scene.
Yeah. Well, you look for the kid. If it's really funny, he knows that it's about to happen. Obviously, Then he goes poop. He puts his ears, fingers in his ears. It was based on a Psycho. Was based on a book, I think, that was a lot more graphic.
Oh.
It was a lot more. I don't know.
It's not a real incident.
But Hitchcock bought the book.
Yeah.
Obviously,
it's not a real incident, is it? It didn't really happen. But you hope not.
God.
Motels are a bit creepy.
How many rooms? Is 12 rooms available? There's always plenty of room.
When you go to those motels and you do a gig in the country and there's got that brick wall with the kettle, the old fridge, it hums really loudly.
Yeah.
The aircon's full.
Do you find it a bit depressing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to get out. I just think...
I've done many a gig in regional Victoria. I walked into the motel and went, yeah, I might just drive home.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours. Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
I'd rather get home to my own bed. I'm always like that.
It's something about that. I was in a motel up in far north Queensland, Russell Court, and I went, I'm not staying here.
Oh, your big star walked.
I did a big star walk.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so did everybody else after I left. There was only six of us or something. I said, not staying here.
No.
Because you do...
But where did you stay? There's a lack of accommodation.
I pulled the curtains back and when I'm done staying at that joint over the road, that one looks much better.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But when I stayed in the 70s hotel the other day, I kind of embraced it. I kind of went, the bed's comfy, the TV works.
Yeah, that's
the shower's
all right.
Fine.
That's all
you need. It's fine. And then I come back here to sleep and, you know, take some sort of drugs and then have a nice
drift off.
Drift off.
I don't know what else you can say about Psycho. It's a great,
great
movie.
It's scary. Birds. That was another scary one.
Oh, yeah. Those birds
attacking. We took the grandchild down to the beach the other day, and I thought.
Yeah.
He'll love it because he loves birds.
Yeah.
Get some chips.
Oh, no.
And I go, watch this. Watch this, buddy. Throw a chip. And then one comes, two comes. I reckon, 50 came.
Yeah.
Which is fine because then you're throwing it. A bit of fun. Then onto the car, up on the roof, start shitting on the car. Yeah. I mean, really quite arrogantly. And then even though you shoo them, they don't do it. They go, nah, I'll just jump back.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you can't get me. And I fly away.
Don't feed them.
Yeah.
Don't encourage them.
No.
Yeah, Birds is a scary movie. I have seen that. That's
again, done very well.
Yeah,
there's amazing. A name for that, isn't there, when you're a birdophobic?
Yeah, Twitcher is someone who likes birds.
Friend of mine had that.
A birdphobia?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you've been scared as a kid, you know.
Yeah.
But
when a magpie, have you had a magpie swoop you?
Oh, yeah. I was riding my bike one day, I got hit in the chest by a seagull. He zigged when he should have zagged, and it's just gone boof into my chest. And I thought, what was that? And I realized it was a seagull.
I was doing a gig in Geraldry, which is way up from Melbourne. That's like a 4 or 5 hour drive, but it's past Albury and all that. It's sort of near Finlay. Anyway, whatever. I stopped at the Murray to go for a walk, you know, just to stretch my legs. And I was walking along, and there were some kids on BMXs like 50 meters away. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just see a flash of black and white and a thing bangs on my head.
Yep.
I thought the kids had thrown something at me. Or,
yep.
But it was a magpie, and then it came back for more.
But it's not like anything you would expect. Oh, you're going, what is this? That's random.
It's so random.
And that's why people have the sticks, those little things poking out the top of their head.
Yeah.
But it is. And sometimes you feel a bit of claw. Sometimes you feel a bit
of
beak.
I had a bit of beak on my head. Yeah. That was really disturbing.
I had a bit of beak on my head.
Bit of beak on my head.
Sounds like that's a good Wiggle song. Bit of beak, bit of beak,
bit of beak on my head. Had a bit of beak on my head. Well, let's talk about what else can we say about toilet flushing.
Well, I was.
We've had a lot of toilet flushing in the recent episodes with our friend Elvis. There's been a lot of.
Oh, well, we're Elvis is here. Yeah, Elvis, how you doing?
Thank you very much.
Now, Elvis. We don't need a song. That's fine. You don't need to bring your own toilet.
Caught in a trap. Yeah, he's got his own toilet. Can't walk. Yep.
That is a great song. We didn't mention that. That is his best song. I love that song.
Which one?
Suspicious Minds.
Oh, Suspicious Minds.
We can't go on together. Anyway, Suspicious Minds.
We'll try and make this brief then.
Toilet flushing. Dual flush?
No, this is interesting. Now, this was a big thing. I remember when it came in.
Dual flush.
What year did it come in?
Oh, wow. And it is an Australian invention. It's a South Australian.
Is it Australian?
South Australian. Adelaide. Got on Adelaide. Represent.
Well, Adelaide, obviously. They're tough for, you know.
Hills Hoist, I think, was Adelaide as well. Adelaide punches above their weight in terms of inventions. Adelaide and the floater, the pie and pie and pea soup. I don't know. We didn't have it as kids. We definitely didn't have the dual flush. I would say 89.
Early 80s. 89? I'd say earlier.
What are you going to say?
I'll say 83.
And what is the answer?
Can we ask Sam?
Sam, what is the answer?
Dual flush toilets had been developed by a Japanese company in 1960. However, the first practical implementation was designed in 1980 by staff at the Australian company Caroma. This was all thanks to a government grant of $130,000 for the research.
1980.
Yep, thanks, Sam. Yeah, 1980.
So I was in year 10. So we could have had dual flush in our house, but we did not have it. I didn't have it in a shared house either when I moved into house.
It was as good as colour TV coming. You know, it was a big thing when you got the dual. Oh, yeah, because you'd go to someone's house. Back
dual
in the
flush.
End, you go, oh, God.
But what is a dual flush? It gives you a stronger flush and a weaker flush. Is that correct? Number one, number two?
What it gets me, it kills me because you're going to make an assessment.
Yeah.
Can you hurry up in there? I'm just working out whether it's a half or a full. Just give me a minute. Okay, there's that. Damn it. Okay. I'm going to go full. Okay, stand back, everybody. I'm going full. I mean, I must admit, where possible, because I like to save water. I'm a half-half.
What, two halves?
No.
That's just a one.
I push the half, but only halfway down.
Oh, what? Oh my God. Well, I'm always a full flush.
So you go... sorry that we're going to talk about this. Elvis? Sorry about this.
I always go full flush. Well,
Elvis, if you were... I mean, back in your day, you wouldn't have had half and full. What would you be?
On the drop pit toilet.
What? He's on the drop pit toilet. He would have had one out the back. They weren't even. Have you seen a photo of Elvis's house where he grew up? I don't reckon there was a toilet in the house.
That's true. But he would never have had a dual flush. So anyway.
But remember when you go to a nana's house? My nana grew up in Richmond, where mum grew up, and nana and granddad, and they had the toilet at the back. The Dunny Man used to empty it.
We had an auntie up the country up at
the Night Man,
and we'd have to go into that thing where the pit. Oh my god,
the pit.
And then we were doing Russell Court recently, and not so long ago, and there was one of those, but it was a long drop.
Yeah, the long drop.
Because the place is set up for festivals and stuff. It was on the property.
That hole must be deep.
Oh, but it's you don't want to look, but you got to look.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, no. Like, oh, no. Oh. Just horrible. But when you go like Asia and stuff like that, you sometimes India. I've never been to India, but from what I'm told, they've got those ones where it's just a couple of footholds.
Who went? Was Kate Lambrook went to Thailand or somewhere and then they'd have pigs that would, that, so you go to the toilet and you'd feel a pig licking your bum.
Oh, she made that up.
Maybe. In the Roman days.
The Romans were great with their water.
Yeah, great with, well, with, I don't know if they were great with sewage, but you would sit around and going to the toilet was a communal thing. They had men and women separate, but me and you would go there and sit on toilets together and talk. Hey, Gary. Hey, Glenn. How you going?
Yeah. Well, you know, I said to my mother, yeah. Now,
oh, I've got to eat more fruit.
You're right, giving a heart attack.
You've been here for a while, haven't you?
Actually, have you seen that scene in Austin Powers? Maybe this is really good thinking music, where Austin Powers is there with Tom Arnold. I don't know what, International Man of...
One of them. One of them, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes into the toilet. They both go to the toilet at the same time. And while Austin Powers is on the toilet, the bad guy comes out from behind the toilet and starts to choke him.
Yeah.
And Austin Powers sounds like he's having trouble with his bowel movement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you right in there, buddy? I think we'll have that for a thinking music. Be really funny.
Austin Powers. Last week we talked about Frank Spencer being the, oh, Betty. That being the first impression that people would do in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
Austin Powers for a while was the, someone would always turn up dressed up as, yeah, baby.
I went to one. I came as Austin Powers to Romy had a party.
Baby.
10-year-old, yeah, and I was Austin Powers.
There's just a couple of catchphrases you say. Yeah, groovy baby, baby.
Yeah, baby. Whoa, yeah.
It was very exciting actually to see Wayne's World got together for a Uber Eats ad.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, was that for the Super Bowl?
With, they had a famous person on it. A rapper, but I loved Wayne's World. They were really funny.
Fantastic. Did someone call Crapper invent the toilet?
Yes, that's always in trivia.
He wasn't from Adelaide.
Thomas
was
Crapper,
he?
Yeah, from Adelaide.
I liked all the crappers in Adelaide.
Wouldn't you change your name, Crapper?
Well, you'd have to if you were, because there'd be a long line of crappers.
Oh, yeah.
And the connotation, because it's interesting how it's.
There'd be an old crapper, a young crapper.
Because it's purely crapper, is that. Mm. It doesn't mean anything else.
Yeah. It could be worse. It could be shitter. You know when people say that? I'm going to the shitter. It's always so rough, isn't it? I'm going to the shitter. Mm. I do love Tony Martin put a thing of the Royal Family on. Remember the Royal Family, the sitcom?
Yes.
She passed away, the lead woman in it. Jim Royal. And so for people that don't know, it was a great British sitcom where this British working class family from Manchester, I think, would just sit and watch the telly. And it was all the comings and goings.
Yep.
And the Nana used to take a couple of magazines and go, I'm going for a try in the toilet.
As much as I find it funny, for some reason, there's a line. I don't mind a fart joke, but there's a line where I go.
Toilet jokes?
I go in there and I just go, I don't want to. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They were very big in our house. That was kind of, and don't
give
me wrong.
Give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
We wrote a sketch on Full Front, I still remember it, where a guy comes out of the toilet with a newspaper and he goes to the next guy, oh, I wouldn't go in there. The guy goes, oh, come on. He goes in there and there's a guy in a gorilla suit with a baseball bat.
Did you write that?
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? I wouldn't go in there. Oh, come on. Whack, whack. Give it 5 minutes, Glenn.
So...
There's nothing worse, though, when you go to the toilet and you think you're alone in a house and then someone's waiting to go in after you.
Oh, no.
And you don't know that person.
I don't like... Well, I mean, nowadays, in the average homes that we grew up in, there was one toilet.
Oh, absolutely.
Now there are...
Two or three.
Two or three.
Yeah.
And
kids don't know how good they've got it.
And then, you know, if I go away on a holiday and you stay in an apartment, you're going back to one toilet sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
No, I like it either.
I will go and find another location.
Oh.
Here's the tip. Get out of the pool.
The pool.
Go, and I'll normally have like the changing room, and I'll have something there where it's just peace and quiet. And
I still remember that Married with Children show and Ted Bundy
they have people over, and so you go to the petrol station to go to the toilet, and there's a lineup of guys with newspapers. Oh, you got the in-law staying? Yeah, I got the in-law staying.
Well, we went past the resort that we used to go when Romy was a kid, and they got a shot of me coming out of the toilet, and Romy going, "Oh, poo," as a you know, a memory of a wonderful time.
Really?
Woo. All right.
Smells like something died in there.
So, are we is that all we?
Yeah, I think we're going to some thinking music.
Can we hear that?
Austin Powers. Fine, Austin Powers.
Tom Arnold. They both go into the toilet, and the bad guy is behind Austin Powers, and he chokes him.
Mike Myers, right? Okay.
Yeah, he chokes him, and Tom Arnold thinks.
Yeah, he's having problems.
He's having problems with not enough fiber in his diet.
Let's hear it.
Hey, partner. Have a good one.
Okay.
Hey, partner, come on. You got to relax. Don't force it. Get a blow out your O-ring. Drop a lung.
Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss. Hey, just grab a hold of something, bite your lip, and give it hell. Come on. We're gonna get through this. Hey, that sounds pretty nasty. How about a courtesy flush over there?
Jesus Christ, boy! What did you eat?
Oh, very funny.
Funny. Funny. He hasn't done anything. Well, he did the ad for. But he didn't do it. He had a flop, and then he sort of went quiet
The Guru.
Yeah. He's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah. I still remember one joke from The Guru was really funny. He goes, he's meant to be like a mystical Deepak Chopra
kind of
character. And he's talking to this young woman, and the woman goes, "Wow, what is that tattoo?" And he goes, he had a bad accent. I went to the accent. That is Buddha, which represents a deep, you know, symbolic connection to the world. She goes, "Have you got any other tattoos?" He goes, "I've got one other. What's that?" It's Daffy Duck with a lawnmower doing my pubes. Make me laugh. Anyway, no, he's gone quiet, but he had kids, actually. He had kids later in life. His partner had kids, and so he said he was just concentrating on that.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys that was so funny for like a 10-year period.
SNL.
Maybe just SNL.
Was it Second City, maybe, then SNL?
Yeah,
or
maybe. He's Canadian.
And then
Austin was so big.
Wayne's World, great film. Yeah. But that came on the TV the other night, and you go, oh, yeah. But you just keep watching.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
You just don't stop. Wayne's World is it's a classic. Yeah. Was there Wayne's World 2? Yeah. Still, also a great movie.
Yeah. Wasn't as good.
Wasn't as good.
It's still funny.
But you can't quite go there.
Anyway, so I don't know. Well, should I have a guess? Taller, Flushing, and Psycho. Maybe that. Maybe that was Taller Flushing's. Yeah, I'm going to say that was Taller Flushing's. Even though it was like a high pitched. I don't know.
What's your?
That the rhythm of the. I reckon that was a toilet flushing. I reckon you kept flushing a toilet to get that rhythm.
Oh, okay.
And then he made the sound go higher.
Hitchcock's got a bit too much time on his hands, isn't he, really?
Well, he was a perfectionist.
Yeah, he's probably gone off of the toilet and flushed it and gone, I just worked out something. The ultimate sound, a horror sound for the movie. I'm going to say that in the book, she was killed on the toilet.
Hang on, what's Elvis got to say about that? Thank you very much, my dear.
Who died on the toilet? Mm-hmm. Elvis died. Didn't King George the VI or the V or something
die on the toilet?
The second? He died on the toilet.
You can have a stroke or a heart attack on the toilet because you're straining. So that's why.
I'm getting on in years. I worry about that sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be found like this.
On the toilet, especially if you haven't flushed.
Yeah. Sorry.
The Ambos come in.
I reckon they didn't put that in the film, because in the US they don't like taking films of toilets and bathrooms, and they don't. I remember back in those days, in TV shows, you couldn't be seen sitting on a bed together. You had to have one leg on the floor or something, all that sort of stuff. So I reckon In the book, she was killed on the toilet, but they changed it to a bath. I reckon I've got this. They've changed it to
shower
a
scene.
Shower scene, because they didn't want to show the toilet.
All right, what is the answer?
Psycho is the first American film to feature a flushing toilet. Apparently, screenwriter Joseph Stefano wanted a flushing toilet in the movie. Hitchcock said he had to show it in the script. Joseph wrote the scene where Marion adds up the stolen money on a piece of paper and then flushes it down the toilet.
What? Wow.
So I'm close.
Wow, you were close, but I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so I was going to say I don't remember a toilet flushing, but that's interesting.
I don't remember a toilet flushing.
Now with American dramas, there's always someone sitting on the toilet having a conversation, isn't there, or on their phone or...
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
You see, are you a leave the door open sort of guy?
No.
I'm not. I don't.
And I don't bring my phone into the toilet.
Nothing.
I read a book.
Having said that, the other day I was talking to you.
Yeah.
And I did cut you off.
Oh, you had to go to the toilet.
Well, yeah. And I felt rude.
Oh, no, you gotta go.
But I cut you off. Just by the by, I remember the first time I went to the States, and I had heard that when you flush the toilet, it goes the other way.
Yeah, like on The Simpsons. Yeah.
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 And I remember it was one of the first things I did. I landed and I went to the toilet at the airport and I looked.
Is it true?
It's true.
Yeah, right.
And there's a place, I think if you do it on the equator.
Okay, yeah, right.
It doesn't spin.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Wow.
I think.
You're on a ship.
Now, which way do we go?
I don't know, but we go the opposite way to America.
I don't want to picture it.
No.
I don't want to picture it. Kate Langbrook said to me once, you know, it's important.
To look at your stools.
To look at your stools.
Yeah.
So what happened? I tried to do it, but every time I looked at them, I just thought of Kate Langbrook.
No, you're sure to see if there's any blood or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. Let's hear the Russell Coit thing.
Let's get
out of here. G'day. I'm Russell Coit, and I'm holding in my hand the most valuable tool we have for fighting coronavirus. This little needle will do... Ow. Oh, shit. I'm stuck in my finger. It's bleeding. Oh, get a Band-Aid, someone. Quick. And keep recording. So remember, the COVID vaccine is there to protect us all. Oh, it's still bleeding. Can you get a Band-Aid? Am I getting paid for this? Seriously, it's not worth it. Hit my foot as well. Ow. Shit.
So
Comedy gold.
I did that in my backyard in about...
That's great. Did you hear the sound effects yourself?
Yeah, I had to... Well, Tom Gleiser wrote it, and then he did it, a demonstration version of it. And then I did mine. He goes, no, you've got to go outside with a really big bucket of shit and just tip it over.
Oh, smart guy.
But I worry about the neighbours listening in.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. They know who you are.
Because I go, I'm Russell Coit. I'm thinking, oh, he's at it again. He's in there. Hey, he thinks he's doing some bit of Russell Coit. Oh, my God, he's doing Russell Coit at the back. What a dickhead. Get over it, mate. Get over it.
It's a long time ago, mate.
Yeah, not on TV now. Stop running around the house with this pretending you're Russell Coit, you fucking idiot.
We did another series a few years ago. Didn't you see it?
Let it go.